For those of you who may not know me, my name is Brian Wallace. My family and I have been attending services here at Cross Point since September of 2023. My wife, Ricky, and I have been married for 20 years, and we have four children. Isaac is 18, Chloe, 16, Caitlin, 14, and Noah, 7. I recently started to feel like I needed to tell my story, so I decided it was time to put together my testimony. I grew up out in the country near Clio Springs, Oklahoma, and I was raised up in the Followers of Christ Church. To anyone unfamiliar with this church, to most it would appear as a small, country, fire and brimstone preaching, pulpit pounding, Pentecostal church rooted in tradition and biblical principles. But the truth of the gospel is distorted to a faith plus works ideology. Many Bible verses used out of context as church dogma, an us versus them mentality, no assurance of salvation, led by an authoritative man that is above reproach and unchallenged. But growing up, it was very different. It was elder-led by four men. It still had theology issues and was legalistic, but the gospel was being preached, and the congregation had a good sense of community. The joy in Christ was evident. The message was stern, but there was always compassion and room for repentance. By the time I was 18, I understood that I was a sinner and that I needed Jesus to save me, and that he was the Son of God, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life, was crucified, died, and resurrected 3 days later. During the month of November 2005, I accepted him as my Savior and was baptized, but I was not well-versed in the Word, and like many, I failed to read my Bible and just followed what was taught. Until after all the old elders passed away, and it was being led by the man that currently leads it, at that time, things started to change. The message became harsh. There was no more room for repentance, no joy, and no hope. A division began in the church. Several weeks ago, a couple of months now actually, Pastor Asher preached out of the book of Acts, and he mentioned a type of false teacher who will draw disciples to himself, then create a division in the church. We witnessed that happen. I knew something was wrong, so I did the only thing I knew to do, and that was to get into the Word. Through looking for the answers to what was wrong, I was greatly humbled. I was taught that you gained salvation by faith in Jesus, and also that you had to keep the law. What I found in the Bible was a much different story. I learned that I was unable to keep the law, that I was saved, or that we are saved by faith alone, not by works, lest you could boast, as it says in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9. And that if righteousness came by the law, that Christ died in vain, as it says in Galatians 2, 21. I had also been taught all other churches were wrong, and that ours was the only one that was correct, which I also found to be incorrect, based on John 14, 6, which says, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life, and none come to the Father except through him. I found myself in a predicament when I found these truths, because I realized I was self-righteously sitting in judgment of other Christians and other churches, pointing out the speck in their eyes and ignoring the log that was in my own based on the ideology I was taught. That was shattered by the truth of God's word. I repented of my ways and realized we needed to leave, but that would create a whole other set of problems, because those who would leave that church would be shunned and potentially destroy our family relationships. After several troubling events took place, we had decided we could not stay any longer, that the pain of potentially losing our family relationships was worth it to provide a better environment for our family. So in September of 2023, I finally set in motion our departure. I told my dad that we did not feel comfortable continuing in the church, and that conversation did not go well. He went straight to judgment and told me that I would lose my salvation and take my family with me. Even after trying to argue the truths I found in the Bible, he did not agree, because he full-heartedly believed you had to attend that church to gain salvation. The next day, we came to church at Cross Point. I told my family this is a new chapter in our lives and that we were not going back, and nothing will ever be the same for us. A huge weight was taken off my shoulders that day. Since coming to Cross Point, I feel we have been blessed in many ways. Three of our children have expressed their faith in Jesus. Our oldest two have been baptized, and our youngest daughter, Caitlin, has expressed her desire to be baptized. In the relationships that we have formed with our life groups we attend, with the purpose we have found through serving others and serving the church. Instead of dreading going to church as we did for years before, we look forward to coming to church to hear the Bible preached correctly and to fellowship with God's people. I am so thankful to God for revealing the truth to me and delivering us out of the bondage we were in. Our family relationships continue to be a challenge. I have had many encouraging conversations with my mom and two of my siblings and hope to one day be able to regularly worship the Lord together again. In closing, it has felt like a very long journey to get to where we are today. We are so happy to be with you all. We have received so much love and support that we can't say thank you enough. And we look forward to continuing our walk with the Lord and with all of you, forgiving one another, loving one another, building each other up in faith, and helping carry each other's burdens. Thank you. Further note, we lost my dad last year in June. And thankfully, by the time that that took place, him and I had a much better relationship, and I was able to honor him in his last days. And I'm very thankful that I was blessed with that opportunity. And another, my brother's here tonight, so I'm glad he came out to support me. But anyway, thank you.